The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right. Welcome once again back to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. This is the day the Lord has made. Welcome to, of course, our Mike Radio Show here on www.mikebroadcastddv.com. Also on Mike Live. God is good, worthy to be praised. We have a lot to cover today. I got a lot I want to teach and train you with. Let's get into this. Let's pray, Lord God. We thank you for your anointing to teach and preach your word to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want to continue to build off of something I started actually this morning. God bless you, Sister Leslie. Glory be to God. To my partners, KOM, Mighty Sons of God Church, M318. Thank you for all my supporters, my observers. Everything you sow and give, help us continue to bring the gospel of the kingdom of God throughout the world. God bless you, Sister Bridget. Glory be to God. Yes, Bridget Arrett, what a beautiful show last night. You and your husband, I've been getting texts, inboxes, all based on that interview last night. We got to come back and do part two. Real powerful. A lot of praise reports from the couple interview last night. Thank you, Minister Jay, my love. Thank you. Great job last night. God bless you. Pastor Sharon Huntley, Leslie, those. Let's just go into the Word of God. I want you to go quickly to the book of, back to Exodus chapter 7. Go to Exodus chapter 7, and I want to continue to share some prophetic things that's going on in our nation. And I want to continue to train and equip the saints how to operate wisely. As the scripture says, be wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove. It doesn't say become a serpent. It says become wise as one. So whatever the serpent does, we're supposed to learn from the serpent, take its wisdom, take its knowledge, take its understanding, and apply it to our lives. Scripture does not tell us to become the serpent. There's a difference between learning from the serpent, Brother Steve, and becoming the serpent. So we can't completely ignore the serpent. I don't like when people say, don't talk about the devil. No, you have to. You have to talk about the devil because he's your teacher. Hello, Brother Rob, my engineer for www.mikebroadcastddv.com. Also to Brother Danny, Brother Steve, my two brothers who I love so much, and no one will separate my relationship from them. And God bless. I pray for all people in authority. And God is worthy to be praised. I want to continue to celebrate the church in the sense of being the church that stands on its own two feet, has its own platform. Glory be to God. I was just so happy last night to be interviewed by Sister Bridget, her husband, Stacy Eric. And there, you got to support their Friday night couples. And with their interviewing, I was so motivated last night, you know. And the tricky thing, I was, you know, sometimes I'm very protective of my wife and my family. And I'm not really into being interviewed by certain people because some folks are wicked and perverted and twisted. But Bridget and Stacy presented such a platform last night, and Bridget has such a presence, such a friendly spirit. It was so engaging, and people were watching it last night. I had like over 500 hits on my page alone, and I'm looking forward to supporting her. As you know, we do have a marriage ministry through our KOM organization called Up Close and Personal, and we'll be doing that down in Weehawken at the AI 237 site, and looking forward to getting together with some couples in person, and prayerfully Bridget and her husband will come show up. We had a good time, and I really enjoyed Brother Stacy, your husband. He was so smooth and cool. He was smooth and cool. I love it, and I was really motivated by him last night. And Brother Derek, who got the same name as my brother Derek. Derek, my brother, celebrated 55 years of age on this past Wednesday, on the 16th of September. And our family went by to celebrate him last night. We was caught up in the interview. We were supposed to be in at 6 o'clock. We got there like 9:45. But the family was watching the show. So it was great, Bridget, how God orchestrated and put things together. Now, what I want to share with you right now, and please, when I teach and preach, I try to make sure I give you a lot of wisdom and knowledge and understanding and try to avoid the political mumbo-jumbo, because anytime you go political, you're going to make somebody mad, someone get mad at you because they want you to have their view or say what they want them to say. And I tend to kind of like go which way God tells me to go. And my job in this season as an apostle, prophet, pastor is to train and equip saints. And also I understand my mission is quite radical. I am spontaneous. I am not going to go the way the crowd goes just because everybody's going that way. I go back and do my research. I stay in prayer. And God guides me, God shows me, and God empowers me in spite of whether or not you're on my team or not. And I'm a big boy. I'm used to rejection. I'm also used to promotion. And I've watched God use us in mighty ways. When you get to a certain level of walking on air, I'm not too satisfied with sitting in boats. And so I'd rather be a wet water walker instead of a dry boat sitter. And so if you're interested in sitting in boats and making excuses and just complaining and just being a news reporter, or you could be the apostle or the people that make news, walk on the air, and even though you might sink in the water sometime, you can brag and say, at least I got my clothes wet. So I'm going out, and I got some great people going with me. Brother Ron here, my engineer, glory be Robert, Brother Robert Santos, great guy. And I got some two engineers working with me, Brother Robert Santos and also Brother Ron from Gyro School. And as you know, every Tuesday night, we're on 6 to 8 o'clock Gyroscope Radio. And we just started the KOM television broadcast. And through the leadership of the Holy Spirit, through KOM, through Mighty Sons of God Church, Mike 318, my supporters, my tithers, we've just started a KOM television broadcast network. And we're going to be coming into the homes of anyone that have the Roku television network. And we're going to be presenting ministries, shows, movies. And I'm telling you to come along, go with Pastor McDuffie, talk shows. I'm going to get Bridget and her husband on TV every Friday. God bless you, Robert. And I'm going to try to get this thing going. Brother Ronald from Gyroscope, we're very proud of you. And I'm telling you, if you have not booked your show, you need to reach out to President Chris Lavie Johnson. Inbox me as I'm trying to book an hour. And there's a cost. This is not free. Okay, this is not free because we're giving you a platform to reach up to 40 to 60 million possible viewers, along with your other platforms, but I refuse to be restricted to one platform because I do understand platforms could be quite political. And when you start doing your shows, your ministries, folks will look at your show and they'll decide to delete this part, don't play that part, because people don't like when you put out information to sway the people. Our job as the church is to create the culture. The culture means the way of life. And if you plan to change the culture of something, you have to control the media market, you have to control the news, you have to control the entertainment, you have to control the holidays. You got to put these things before the eyes and the hearts and the minds of the people, and you can kind of change the narrative towards kingdom development. But I'm going to tell you something. You start challenging these devils in high places, you have to deal with loss. You have to deal with being rejected. You have to deal with being talked about. And this is all the things I count into my account when I start to go up these mountains. When you start to climb those mountains or go into what I call the apex, the high levels, you're going to deal with devils in high places because devils don't like to give up their power and give up their authority. But I am determined, and I have a core group that's going with me. And I realize I'm more interested in my core than my crowd, all right? So if I have to decide whether or not I need 10,000 or do I just need 100 in my core, give me the 100 core. You can have the 10,000. I don't want the mega church. I want the mega people. I want someone that will go with me. People like Admir, people like Steve, people like Reverend Marcus. I'm just mentioning men. My son, Tawan. People like DeLon and Donald Whitaker and Lonnie Mickens and people from my school and my core. I'm talking about core, like my brothers and people who understand how I roll. And they know my good, my bad, and my ugly. And I don't mind exposing my ugly and my bad. I'm just not going to expose it to my enemies. I'm exposing it to my people who can cover me and pray me through. But anyway, let me share something with you as I continue to talk about. This is the topic today. 2020 vision wasn't good enough for 2020. 2020 vision was not good enough. It's not good for 2020. And I heard when this year came in, people was bragging about 2020 was a year of vision. But then when you start going through all the things we've been through since January, I'm like saying, well, maybe 2020 vision wasn't good enough because a lot of stuff we just didn't see, Brother Steve. I keep going over this thing about what Kobe, his daughter in the helicopter ran into the side of the mountain due to the fog or the darkness or the malfunction of the helicopter. And then all them people went down and we still crying, all upset and right on the front page of the USA Today's newspaper about the 27th date. Next to the article says that we need to get a vaccine for this virus that's in the country called Corona or COVID. At one time it was called the Chinese Chinese virus supposedly started off in China and somehow found itself into America. And this spirit was already moving, killing people. And we had no vaccine against it. And it seems to be transferred by droplets. Someone sneezed, touched through the nose gate, eye gate, or mouth gate, gets down through the throat or the esophagus, gets into the lung, and mucus you to death, kill you to death. And I've lost close to about 20, 25 people I knew by first name basis, people I thought I was going to grow old with, and they just died. And there was a sweep of death continued to sweep through our nation. It went from a pandemic to an epidemic, affected over 170 nations. Glory be to God. But the church, the kingdom church, went continued to pray, intercede. Don't fall for the okey-doke. Don't fall between the political machine. Be very careful how you pick your moves. And we went from Mr. Corona, COVID-19, over to Brother Derek and Brother George Floyd, the killing of the black man that ended up being the front page or the front of the media world. And it went crazy. You know, a man was calling out to his mama while Brother Derek and a few officers, not all, a portion, allowed a man to suffocate to death. And then these rallies and brokeouts and everything with Black Lives Matter broke out, and all these rallies broke out. And soon there was a whole pandemonium going on in our nation. Then at the same time, you had the closing of church buildings, but the church was still open, closing of church buildings, and the closing of the NBA, Major League. And we began to see people drop dead due to this corona, due to this virus. Glory be to God. And but the kingdom church was still prospering in the middle of it. Glory be to God. And I watched the whole nation go through a shaking. And we began the whole movement of the mask. You know, you got to stay 6 feet away from people, over your mouth, over your nose. And then they try to make an official law and then close it out of restaurants. And at the same time, there were people picketing, and some folks were standing up for the rights, and some folks was taking advantage of the situation and turning it into the political machine. And some folks were acting like they were for black people, but really using it as a platform to advance a political agenda, and able to discern the difference was very powerful. And so I began to see all these things take place. I said, Lord God, guide your kingdom church. Help me not to become the polarized church, split between red states, blue states, liberal, conservative. You know, it reminds me of the 12 tribes of Israel in the Old Testament, 10 versus the 2. It was a split in the Old Testament. It was fighting amongst each other. That same spirit still exists today. So I'm continuing to talk about these things. What kind of vision you have for year 2020? Someone says 2020 was a year of vision. And I say, well, apparently 2020 vision wasn't good enough for 2020. Maybe we need to have the church that was trained with the 20-15 vision. Maybe we needed that person. We need the 20-10 vision, the 20-5, the 20-2, and the 20-0, which is God-like vision. When you and God become one and you see things the way they should be seen, which is called perceptive. And we use the eye chart, stand 20 feet away from the eye chart. Let me know what you see. And if you can see the chart at a certain level, they call that 20-20 vision. 20 feet away from the chart, you see it as a normal human being. So when people said that the year 2020 was a year of vision, I said that is true. But the problem is that level of vision wasn't good enough for 2020. If not, we would not have been shocked half to death. Shock and shock. One thing after another. If that wasn't enough, then here comes hurricane season. Here comes Hurricane Isaias, which they really is Hurricane Isaiah. And then, you know, here comes the water. Here comes the flood. And the water and the wind came. It came here about 70 miles per hour. It wasn't even a hurricane. It was another type of storm. But somehow this type of storm affected the trees, broke off the branches, pulled trees out the ground. And I took a picture of a broken off tree or a tree out the ground that fell on top of a postal truck. And they come to find out the postal truck is where the trouble is right now. People dealing with mail-in ballots. Patterson's in trouble today due to the abuse of mail-in ballots. And you heard the president talking. He was talking about Patterson. The president was talking about Patterson. I said, look at Patterson on the news always. Something negative. Pray for my city. I love my Jerusalem. Pray for my city. Good afternoon, President Crystal. Look forward to Chrissy's thing at 3 o'clock today. You can continue to post and talk about that while I'm speaking. So I'm praying and I'm ministering to those with 2015 vision, 2010 vision, 25 vision, 20-2 vision. And I'm trying to train, equip the church to see things differently. And don't allow yourself to fall for the okey-doke. Glory be to God. And last night as I sat and thought about all the changes taking place in America in the year 2020, you know, in this 6 month, that's the quarter, June's in July, things began to switch and change with Pastor Mike. About August 8th, Yahya's birthday, there's a new beginning for Pastor Mike and KOM. But around me, the storms are continuing to rage. We got fires in California. It has impacted Portland. Portland government was taken over by radical people. You with me? And the fires are so bad in California that the smoke is all the way up here in New Jersey, affecting the ozone layer. It's crazy stuff. Fires and storms. And now you got Hurricane Dorian. Yeah, just came through. Still in hurricane season. I said, God, look at all this stuff that's going on. And then God began to show me some things are coming to an end. Amen. I know a sister friend of mine, her company is closing, and she was a very blessing to my life. And there's a close of a building. Come to find out I have a white car. That car just died today. A white car just died. Is it the transmission is going past my bury the car? Glory to God. Transmission is just shifting. Coming to an end, bury it, let it go. Something new is coming in its place. And at the same time, I was sitting at my brother Derek's living room last night, didn't know that please someone post her full name so I can read it correctly, passed away. She fought off cancer, I think, 3 or 4 times, but the last time, God calls her home. And so now the president will have the ability to present another judge for the Supreme Court in our nation. And this is why the Kingdom Church must continue to pray and don't fall for the political okey-doke. She's got to be in prayer asking God to take charge of these appointees. Glory be to God. And I want to read to you the 9 judges whose names are right now in the Supreme Court. And because I'm talking about having the right level of vision. And what vision the church needs prophetically, the Kingdom Church, not the polarized church, not the conservative church, not the liberal church, the Kingdom Church, have to have vision of 2015, 20-10, 20-5. And these are your 8 judges that you should be praying for constantly and consistently. Keep in mind there are 3 branches of government. Keep in term the name branches. What happened with hurricane or storm Isaias, the water and the wind affected the branches, all right? 3 branches of government. Number 1, executive, that's the president, all right? Number 2, legislative, that is the House and the Senate. And then number 3, you have judicial. These are the 3 branches of government, the divine triangle that affects the United States of America. And if the church is smart, she will stand between the triangle and intercede and pray and operate in kingdom, express your political views, know how to use social media wisely, but don't always tell people what you say, what you think, because you might be a foolish man. A foolish man seems smart till he starts talking. Glory be to God. And these are right now your present 8 judges. John Roberts, Samuel Alito, okay, Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and of course you have the other names here. Okay, I wanted to get the I read these. They didn't give me the full name here. All right, hold on, because I want to read all the names. Thank you, Jesus. You have Sonia Sotomayor. You have Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who just passed away yesterday. You have Elena Kagan. You have Stephen Breyer. And those are really are your 9 judges, and 1 passed away yesterday. So you have 8 left. You have 8 spots, and 1 spot needs to be nominated. So today's president makes that nomination, and you got 53 senators to make the vote. That will install a new supreme judge on the nine judges on the highest courts in the country. And right now they got this thing called the conservative side versus the liberal side, 5-4. But John Roberts, you don't know what side he on. You know, you know he's conservative or liberal, you know, because he votes on both sides. So you really can't really tell how folks, people will say that, but it depends on what the issue is. But now that Sister Ruth Bader Ginsburg is out, then now this president has the ability to appoint another judge. Now, this will be his 3rd Supreme Court appointee, you know. And that's why I tell the church she got to get into intercessory prayer. And because God is moving by his spirit, okay? And this is called smart moves. Now, it's amazing right now. They got this thing called smart TVs, all right, which means the TV is really real smart. And on the smart television, you can buy it with Roku already attached to it. So the smart move for Pastor Mike was to go out and initiate a new TV broadcast channel, because I understand the power of the gospel is based on the mountain of communication. So if you plan to communicate a concept to try to affect the narrative or the culture of the country, the church have to get into these platforms. And she can't be afraid to go there. She can't stay in a four-wall building. She can't continue to try to build a mega church inside of a small-minded people. Build a mega people and watch God shift the nation majorly. So we have to understand what I call smart moves. And you got to understand how the system is played. All right? Now, I want to read these names to you again, okay? And so these are, right now, your nine judges, one passed away, but I'm going to read it just for honor's sake. You have Sonia Sotomayor. You have Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You got Elena Kagan. You got Stephen Breyer. You got John Roberts. And you have Clarence Thomas, Neil Gotrich, Brent Kavanaugh, and Samuel Alito. And these are what you call the nine Supreme Court judges. This is the branch, judicial branch. And these are probably the nine most powerful people in the country or in the world, because they can determine how a nation shifts to the left or shifts to the right. This is why I continue to come back to Timothy, pray for all men and women in authority. Don't let your personal political likes and dislikes stop you from obeying the scriptures. Now, I already went already half an hour, so we're going to take our commercial break at www.mikebroadcastddv.com, and I will continue on Mike Live. Let's take a break.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals. For the men and women of law enforcement, the unfiltered voice of law enforcement, TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back to www.mikebroadcast.ddv.com. We're also watching today across on Mike Live. God is good. And I'm going to give you some few commercials. This is real good. As you might have already known, we have opened up a KOM television broadcast on Roku Television. We're going after a new crowd of people between 40 to 60 million viewers. And so you're going to start to see me inside your house on the television market weekly. And I will begin a new SITU course on television starting in October. All my other stuff will be uploaded. And you're going to begin to see me on, of course, Roku Television through our KOM TV network. KOM on this network stands for Knowledge of Movement. Giving honor to Brother Ron from Gyroscope to President Christopher V. Johnson. If you're interested in going on, booking a show, half hour, hour, come on 5 days a week, 6 days a week, you better move now because the prices are beginning at this level. Once the market starts to grow, those prices are going to change. So the slower it takes you to move, the less you're going to be able to take advantage of the present season. And what is my job? As the president and leader of KOM Ministries, it is to shape the culture of the country and nation, and I'm doing it by the kingdom of God. And I've already been putting my tithes and offerings in, so every tongue that rises against me, God will condemn. When you come against me, you'll stumble and fall. Psalms 27, you roll up against this mountain, the fire of God will consume you. Angels work on my behalf, and I shut down every devil that come against me in the name of Jesus. This is how I've been praying and talking for over 30-something years, and so that's why I be smiling at my enemies sometimes, like, just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. Okay, so let's go quickly to Exodus. I'm going to also mention, please do not forget that this date that's coming up here, every time I try to find these dates in here, okay, October the 14th, 2020, my son in the ministry, Reverend Marcus, is having the Market D Ministries outdoor Stop the Violence Tricky Trade. This is one of the best tricky trades you can ever attend. The best tricky trade, Sister Leslie. And the ticket prices are beautiful. And these prizes are ridiculous. The adult tickets are $55 in advance, $65 at the door, includes dinner and 25 raffle tickets. Children is $20, ages 12 and under. That's for dinner only. This helps with, of course, raising up licensed security guard that will pay for your training, registration, and fingerprinting. That's November only. This thing that Reverend Marcus does, it raises money for the Janet, Elaine, Debnan, Gilbert Educational Fund, which is a scholarship fund. This brother doing it, man. I'm so proud of Reverend Marcus. So proud of this brother that has grown and matured. They got five levels of baskets and prizes, 50-50 door prize, 65-inch flat-screen television, $1,000 cash bonus. is a separate $60 per ticket sale for that, all right? Digital cameras, tablets, toaster ovens, coffee makers, luggage, restaurant gift cards, gift certificates, lottery scratch-off baskets, crock pots, designer purses, and so much more. If you're interested, you can call them toll-free at 1-877-9-MARKEE, M-A-R-K-E-E, toll-free number 1-877-9-MARKEE. /Markey, M-A-R-K-E-E, or you can go to facebook.com/MarkeyDMinistries, facebook.com/MarkeyDMinistries, and purchase your tickets. Do not wait. I'm telling you, don't wait. It's going to be outdoors. Oh, this is so, I love the creative skills of Pastor Marcus. They also have pre-packed tickets, bonus prize tickets. No tickets will be mailed. Receive tickets at the door. $60 per ticket, not including in pre-packs. And it's a $1,000 bonus prize cash. So don't miss this. Beautiful. This is the flyer. Those who can see it. And we're very proud of Pastor Marcus. That's one of my sons in the ministry and my personal assistant. Love him. Amen. You can't make it without people like Pastor Marcus and President Crystal B. Johnson. Those two be holding it down for Pastor Mike, because I wouldn't know what I'm doing. And besides, my wife is number one. But the bottom of that triangle, Reverend Marcus and President Crystal, I don't know where I'll be at, Brother David. I know my strength and I know my weaknesses. God bless you, Monica. God bless you, those watching. Now, I want to read something to you, and I want to continue to push the narrative that our job as the church is to be the kingdom. All right? Don't fall for the okey-doke. I got to always train people. Watch the political okey-doke. We got to stay in intercessory prayer and stand. In Exodus chapter 7, I'm going to read this to you, Pastor Shammer. Thank you. It says this. It says Exodus chapter 7, verse 8. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron. Moses is the prophet. Moses is the apostle. And Aaron is his prophet, not God's prophet, his prophet. And look what it says in Exodus 7, verse 8. When Pharaoh says to you, prove yourself by working a miracle, then you shall say to Aaron, take your staff and cast it down before the Pharaoh. Notice the word is cast, which means it's a throwing down. He didn't let it go. Actually, it means he threw it, and he threw it down that it may become a serpent. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did exactly as the Lord commanded. This is the problem with church people. We don't do what God asks us to do. We do what we want to do. You have to follow the instructions. The Bible is an instructional manual. It is not a book of prescriptions. It's a book of instructions. Do not confuse prescriptions with instructions. If you're going to be effective in this politically charged year, you got to follow the instructions. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord Adonai, which the word Lord, commanded. Aaron cast down his staff before Pharaoh and his serpents, and it became, and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Verse 11, then Pharaoh summoned the wise men and the sorcerers and the magicians of Egypt and did the same by their secret arts. Just because something is supernatural doesn't mean it comes from Christ. It means you are a demon and a devil, and you're stealing it from the second heaven. Verse 11, for each man cast down his staff, and they all became serpents. But Aaron's staff swallowed up their staff. Still, Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Now, I want to say something, and that's the only scripture I'm going to read today, and I'm continuing to teach and train the saints. Our job is to have the right kingdom vision, that as we obey what God tells us to do, our system will eat up their systems. The kingdom church has a serpent-like system that will eat up the other systems. See, once you sell your power just to one party and you go 100% to the left, 100% to the right, you lose your power to be the independent system that will say we're standing on the word of God no matter what it costs us. So when you deal with what's going on in our nation, the kingdom church have to be in intercessory prayer. She has to vote her values. And you have to know the issues. You can't fall for the okey-doke. You got to do your research. Let me tell you something. This is so strategic this season. You have 9 Supreme Court judges. 1 just passed away. So there's going to be a fight over that seat. That's a major thing. And the church have to be in intercessory prayer and stand on the promises of God as God put in the chess pieces. We don't play checkers. We play chess. We play Monopoly. And the church got to be in the spirit of intercession. You got to be very wise this season. Watch what you post. Watch what you say, because everything is a stealth move. It's called the stealth bomber. Now, when I just read to you in Exodus chapter 7, just that one verse, now I'm going to read to you a verse of scripture that is controversial. And a lot of your church leaders cannot explain this verse because it really shakes up some of our theology. But when you read Exodus 7 verse 1, I want you to see this, and I want to show you this. Exodus 7 verse 1, this is a major piece of scripture. And look what it says. This is Exodus 7 verse 1. It says, the Lord said to Moses, watch this, Brother Steve, watch this, Brother David, my two mighty men watching right now. And the Lord said to Moses, see, I have made you like God to Pharaoh. Are you reading this? So the Lord said to Moses, I'm going to make you a God to Pharaoh. And he says, and your brother shall be your prophet, not my prophet. He your prophet. So I'm going to give you a minister. Oh, that's messed up some of y'all. Some of y'all messed up. Now, what does God tell Moses to do? You shall speak all that I command you, and your brother Aaron shall tell Pharaoh to let the people of Israel go out of the land. The land, the land, the land. Not heaven. Land, 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 land. Soil off the land. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart. Better translation. This will harden Pharaoh's heart. And though I multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, Pharaoh will not listen to you. Then this will allow me to lay my hand on Egypt and bring my hosts, which are angels, my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great acts of judgment. And then the Egyptians shall know, which means the sinners, they're going to start getting saved. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring out the people of Israel from amongst them. Now, that's a whole lot, and I can't go any further than that, but I want to give you something straight and get this word prophetically. And I want you to get this and hear me closely. And please hear me and watch me. What you see happening before Moses and Aaron and Pharaoh, this is a clash of two governmental systems. This is a clash between the kingdom church and all the other establishments. The kingdom church will win out if she does what God tells her to do, which means the kingdom church serpent will eat up all the other serpents. But you'll never see yourself operating in the kingdom church if you got on the same level of 2020 vision. You have to put on kingdom vision and see it the way God wants you to see it. Now, this is a strange portion of the scripture in Exodus 7, verse 1, where God comes and tells Moses, I'm going to make you a God to Pharaoh. Now, when you read that scripture bothers some of you because most of us have not been taught biblical setting and Jewish relevance setting. When you study the Bible, you have to go back to the time the Bible was written or being played out, and you got to see it from their perspective, according to their culture, according to their climate, and according to the immediate community and what was the narrative at that time. All right? The Bible is not an American book. The Bible is an Eastern book, really based on 1st and 2nd century Israel. And the relationship God has with that, we take that to update it to our today's society, which means if you want to know how God operates with people, study the relationship between the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob with the Jewish people. Take that as our narrative and apply it to us as a people. Now, we don't want to hear that, but that is quickly, this is biblical. So what God does, he's going to mess up Pharaoh's narrative. He's going to mess up Pharaoh's culture. Now, when you talk about Pharaoh and the Egyptians, they worship polytheism, which means they worship many gods, many demons, many devils, and they work magical arts. They work witchcraft, okay? the demons, the devils, the wicked sons of God, the what you might call the ruling council from Satan, a bunch of spiritual forces, always look to play humans as instruments of unrighteousness. And if you yield me your body and your mind, will give you supernatural enablement. That's why when Moses threw his staff down, it wasn't a big deal to Pharaoh, because Pharaoh practiced those miracles. So it's no big deal. You got one snake, I got thousands of them. But the miracle was that God's power is stronger than all their power. And this is why a lot of us are weakened by year 2020, because you got this, you had the wrong type of vision. You only saw 2020 with 2020 vision. You need 2015 vision at least to see your way through 2020. So somebody says, this is the worst year of my life. This is the worst. I'll be saying, this is the best year of my life. Good God in the morning. Hallelujah. New doors are opening. Amen. God closed the church to open the church. God closed the building to build the church ministry, to send these folks back home and minister to their families. Send them fathers home. Make them priests of their house. My God, Jesse Bohack. Listen to me, Pastor Sharon and David Ray. God closed the thing down to open up a thing. So when you read this whole thing, of course, in the seventh chapter of the book of Exodus, verse 1, why would God make Moses a god to Pharaoh? Because that's all Pharaoh worship was, many gods. What you don't understand, this is why you need SITU, this is why you need Pillar College, and we brought Pillar College to Patterson. Pillar College is the only four-year, watch this, only four-year Middle States accredited college in the city of Patterson. Brought to you none other than by Reverend McDuffie, Dominic, and the pastors, Pastor Worship, Clergy on Fire, and Silk City. That group, those four, brought it to Patterson. I'm going to tell you. And I know we don't get no credit for it, but it happened anyway. And now they're about to have their own building. See, if you don't have this Bible training and this equipping, you'll miss what God is communicating. Pharaoh and the Egyptians worship polytheism, the worship of many gods. When God was striking at those 10 plagues, all 10 plagues was a strike against their gods. And they worshiped the snake and they worshiped the serpent. As a matter of fact, David Ray, Pharaoh actually thought by worshiping the serpent, he got a power from the serpent, which he did. It was limited power until the greater power showed up. When the kingdom church shows up, it swallows up all the other false narrative powers. So when Aaron comes, which is the high priest, takes the staff out of Moses' hand, who represents God Almighty, because he's the God to Pharaoh, he represents God as an ambassador. So he goes and takes the staff out of Moses' hand, and he throws it down in front of the Pharaohic government, who worships many gods, like America, worship any god, whether it's TV, media, talk shows, we got our own gods. But when the kingdom church shows up, we have the greater power, if we don't let the power go. See, some of you watching me today, and some of you, you have a problem because you can't stand on the kingdom and try to live the same way, excuse me, of the people that you're trying to reach. That's why we're doing Roku television, because if you don't change the narrative, then the culture overrides kingdom culture. So when I present people an opportunity to go on TV, what we're going after is the culture beast. I want to take your head off like David did to Goliath. I want to knock you out and establish kingdom culture. I do understand what it means to have one woman marry one man. I do understand that. I do understand the protection of Christian rights. I understand that. I do understand the monster called racism and spirits of discrimination in our global world. I do understand there are certain things that are unfair and unjust. I do understand that there are good cops and bad cops. Discern the difference. I do understand the difference between a movement and a political movement. I know the difference. So the kingdom culture church got to be smart enough how to discern the difference. And you establish political power based on relationships, not by social media. So when I talk about the kingdom church, when I talk about that church that shows up in front of Pharaoh, Moses represents the kingdom church. And the vision that Moses had to have was, If I were to go just by normal 2020 vision, it looks like I'm outnumbered. Pharaoh has too much power. This don't make any sense. But when, as God began to coach and train and develop Moses, Pastor Moses, or the union head rep, and Aaron, the shop stewardess, he's going to bring out the economic people, 3 million of them. And it wasn't until Moses began to get some confidence, said, you know what? This is working. And God struck them with 10 different plagues against 10 different gods. And all Pharaoh had to do was repent before the 10th plague. If he had repented before the 10th plague, he would have not lost his son. And the number 10 means tithe, 10th. Either you give me the tithes and offerings or I'll take it. Y'all get that next week. Either you give me my stuff or I'll take it. That's what God is saying. And some of y'all get mad all you want. Get mad. God wants his stuff. And if the church stop making excuses and be the government we're supposed to be, change your eye levels. You got 2020 vision? Nah, we need 2015 vision. We need 20-10 vision. We need 20-5. We need the vision of a hawk or an eagle or a falcon. We need the eyesight of the sons of God. We see things the way God wants us to see things. And then Aaron, the high priest, David Ray, got to take the staff out of Moses' hand. And Moses, in Exodus 7, verse 1, was a god to Pharaoh. And here's the problem, Brother Jarrett and David Ray and Jesse. Most of the church world never takes the staff out of God's hand. We want God to do something that we're supposed to do. That's why you have to exercise your right to vote. You have to change your community by helping people. You have to attack devils in the spirit world. If all you got is political power and all you got is riots and throwing rocks, you're not going to last. The kingdom church is spiritual. It is praise. It is worship. It is Christ Jesus first. It is loving the unlovable. And here's one we can't take it. Here we go. We don't like this one. Pray for your enemies. Oh, I don't want to pray for the president. I don't want to pray for the governor. I want to pray for the mayor. Because, you know, Pastor Mike, I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Christocrat. I'm a theocrat. I'm going to operate in the principles of the kingdom because in my hand, Brother Jarrett, is the word of God and the working of miracles. And if I cast it down right before the governmental systems, my system will eat up your system. And after 10 plagues, Sister Leslie, after the 10th plague, Pharaoh threw them out. And you thought Pharaoh would stay repentive. I got 1 minute. But guess what happened? They chased him through the Red Sea. And what does God do? God sends a flood and drown all of Pharaoh's armies. Not Pharaoh, his armies. And Israel was finally free. There is a system that will never repent, but you got to strip them. You can't save them, then strip them. I got to go. Now, you've been watching and listening to www.mightbroadcastddv.com. And you always have you been watching here on Might Live. We'll come back next Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, but don't miss the move. Go to Sister Crystal V. Johnson. Book your station time with KOM Television Network. We're going on Roku, and we need you to move. Don't wait. You got to move. You got to move now. Don't forget this Sunday, 7:47, Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church. Okay, and let's keep it moving. Don't forget Reverend Marcus Tricky Trey. And those of you who are praying for Pastor Mike, please do so. Go to the Cash App, $PastorMichael7. Go to, of course, the email address, supermike777@gmail.com, and sow your seed. I got to go. God bless you.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com.